And the building that the cow would stay in overnight would be?
In the barn.
Just the barn. And how about the shelter or enclosure of some sort that you'd keep hogs and pigs in?
Well, it's called a hog house.
Okay. And there are different kinds of farms. There's the kind of farm that they grow grain, but there's a kind that that have milk. You might call that what kind
dairy
of
dairy farm.
Okay. And the place where the cows and the sheep graze, they put them out to
the pasture.
And different kind of fences they use around here. Could you tell me about what sorts of fences?
Some hog wire. Hog type fence.
Hog type?
Hog fence.
And woven wire.
And woven wire, yeah.
Hog fence, is that what they say? Hog fence or hog tight or what? Both?
Well,
make it hog tight, that's the way it
would. Yes, for cattle you'd only use probably three wires. But for, if you wanted hogs in that yard, in that place, you'd have to make it hog tight.
I see. How about with wood? Do they use any wooden fences?
Not anymore.
On their own barnyard or something like that.
Yeah, on a board fence.
How about the kind that they have in town sometimes with the little boards close together and they come up and you can take your stick and rub along it and make a noise?
A long fence would it be, or a picket fence?
Okay. They don't use rail fences though.
Not anymore, no.
Would that have been what you called it? If they
rail fence, yes.
Not a worm fence or a Virginia fence?
We have a board fence around our barnyard.
Okay, if you have a fence, every so often you got to drive a
post.
So you might say, I drove 15
posts.
And they don't have any stone walls or stone fences? Rock fences around here?
Yeah, that's part of the country.
Okay. Now, sometimes a lady will have a big meal, and guests will come, and she'll use her very best,
dishes.
Uh-huh. And the very best dishes, of course, are what kind of dishes?
Best china, you mean?
You ever call it a china egg that you fool a hen with?
We have had.
Yes, china eggs.
And if you want to carry some water from one place to another, you'd probably carry it in a
bucket.
And if this were made out of wood, you'd call it a bucket. Or if it were made out of metal, would you call it a bucket?
Years ago, they called it a pail.
If it were, wood? Or what, metal?
Which one did you call a pail? Was it the wooden kind or same kind of guy?
I believe the bucket would be the wooden.
And metal would be?
Metal would be the pail.
But you call them both bucket now?
Well, I would say so. I'd call it bucket.
We don't have very many of those anymore, the wooden ones.
Now, if you want to get rid of your garbage, you take it out and put it in the garbage.
Garbage container?
What do you say, garbage container?
Yes, or garbage can. Wouldn't make any difference, I guess.
Sometimes your wife knows what you'd say. Mm-hmm. Can, right. Too. All right. And now, if you're going to fry some eggs, you'll probably fry them in a
skillet.
You wouldn't say spider.
I never did, but I've heard people say that.
Now, if you want